And now it's time for the Woking and Sandby Hospice lottery draw, and the lady with all the numbers, it's Kerry Gibb. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, Graham. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
You've had a good week?
I've had a lovely week, yes, thank you. Really, really nice.
Good, good, good. Well, welcome back to the office.
Thank you.
And anyway, you're making somebody else's week, aren't you, today?
I am.
So shall we start with the first prize?
Yes, so first prize of £1,000 goes to Mr. C in Staines-upon-Thames with ticket number 8161.
Oh, that's a low number. He must have been doing it for some time, so congratulations to Mr. C.
Yes, congratulations.
And the second prize?
That would be £50 to Mrs. E in Albury with ticket number 65454.
And the third prize?
£40 to Mr. P in Horsell with 31720.
And we go for the fourth prize?
That's £30 for Mrs. M in Shepperton with ticket number 76719.
And if people are counting, we've got to the fifth prize.
That's £20 to Mr. J in Addlestone with ticket number 56623.
Well, congratulations to all our winners spread around Staines-upon-Thames, Albury, it's a lovely place, Horsell, Shepperton and Addlestone.
Yes, congratulations everyone.
Indeed, indeed. And if people want to take part in the lottery, it's pretty easy, isn't it?
It's really easy, yeah. It's still only £1 a week, and you can sign up online where you can also see all of our results. You can call us if you would prefer to be sent an application form, and you can get hold of our lottery team on 01483 742 857. And you can also buy single tickets in any of our hospice shops as well.
Yes, so when you're popping in there to have a browse, yes, pick up a lottery ticket.
Yes.
And you're also after items to resell, aren't you?
Yeah, always looking for good quality items, and you can take those to our warehouse in Knaphill between 9 and 2 every Monday to Friday and also on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, there's always lots of people there. It's very good indeed.
Yeah, it's a real buzz there.
Indeed. Now, I know you do rely a lot on volunteers, don't you?
And we do, yeah.
It's Volunteer Week.
It is, so we want to give a very special mention to our volunteers. It's Volunteer Week, all week from the 1st to the 7th of June, and we just want to say a great big thank you to all of our lovely volunteers. We couldn't do what we do here without them, and there's so many different ways they can volunteer for us. So if anybody is interested in volunteering at the hospice, they can always get in touch with us here as well.
Yep, great thing to do, marvellous thing to do. Now, I know you've got a lot of fundraising going on, and something happened tomorrow connected with the Garibaldi Pub in Knaphill.
Yeah, so the Garibaldi Pub in Knaphill are doing a Downslink Challenge where they can either cycle from Brighton back to Knaphill, or if they're feeling very fit, they can cycle from Knaphill to Brighton and then back again. And that's all to raise money for both ourselves here at the hospice and also Tourette's Action. And they're going to be running a family fun day alongside that at the pub as well.
Oh, good for them. Garibaldi then's the place to be tomorrow in Knaphill.
Yes, and they've raised an amazing £117,000, so they're doing fantastic there.
Really? My goodness me, that's brilliant. That
really
is brilliant,
amazing.
Isn't it? Now, I know you've got an official partner for the Thorpe Park Run.
We do. This is something new to us that we're really excited about. It's not happening till September, but we are looking for people to register now. And it's a great fun run around the rides at Thorpe Park. You can either do a 5K or a 10K, and then you get to spend the day there enjoying all of the rides. So it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's a good deal, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. So that's going to be on the 24th of September. And if anybody is interested, you can contact my colleague Sam on her direct line. So if you wanted to give her a call, it's 01483 742 772, and also if you go onto our website, it's on the front page of our website where you can see all the details.
Great stuff. Okay, and if people want to just help with fundraising generally, they email
So we've got a fundraising email address, which is literally fundraising@wsbh.org.uk.
Great, and if it's the lottery, I know it's lottery@wsbh.org.uk as
that's
well.
That's right, yes.
Absolutely, I think I've known it by now. But of course, for the lottery, we do want people to gamble responsibly.
Yes, always.
Indeed. Well, Kerry, thank you so much for the update, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, Graham. I'll speak to you next week.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.